No, it's not really. I mean, that's such a big thing made out of stuff like that in this league. Most guys, if you've been in this league a while, you've probably been a few places. You know, that's the way it works. So we tend to see a lot of guys that we've, you know, coached with or players that we've had on our teams and stuff. So now it's about the players, about getting ready to play, and two good football teams going at it.
So it'd be a waste of time to kind of overthink it, I'm guessing.
Oh, absolutely. You can definitely overthink it. You know, I mean, if you put too much stock into those type of things, you got to, you know, you got to do what your players do best, get them ready to play. And like I said, they're two very good football teams. And I got to worry about this one, get this one ready to play.
How valuable was the year in shaping you in your coaching philosophy?
Oh, it was very valuable. You know, my coaching tree, from a fortunate standpoint, I hadn't been many places, you know. I really had just been here and in Houston. So I got to see something different, but I got to see success, got to see an organization that's very consistent, successful, and be around some great people. So anytime you get a chance to do that in life, regardless of what you do, you grow from it, you know. So it was very positive.
This situation, being back now that game week is here, for you personally, more angst, more excitement, energy?
I tell you what, opening day, is there's such a long time between Thursday night and opening day. You know, it's a long haul. So try to stay grounded here. We're back at it today, and you know, focus strictly on game plan stuff now. But had a good start today, and you know, it's a big day in this league, and before you know it, you turn around and you play three or four. So just got to stay focused on each day.
Gary, early on, will Peyton take all the practices?
Yeah, I think with the amount of rest we've had, you know, through Arizona week, and the amount of rest we've had through the, you know, the break I gave him on the weekend, I think he's very fresh. So we'll go this week, and you know, then we're in a very short week next week. So yeah, we'll probably get on a routine probably about week three or four.
Gary Neuville and Suggs, those two guys keep you up at night?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I said, there will be some great edge players on the field this week. You look at ours and you look at theirs, and, you know, so they've been very successful for many, many years, and it's a big challenge for Ryan, for Ty, and, you know, for our offensive football team. So we got a lot of respect for him.
What's Saturday night like for Coach Kubiak? A lot of anxiety, nerves, no sleep? How does that go?
I don't know. A lot of meetings. A lot of wondering what's going to happen the next day. But no, they're pretty routine. You know, we stick to our routine. Make sure we get our work done. Get some good rest. The biggest change for me is when we play in the afternoons. You know, I've kind of been the other way for a long, long time now, playing a lot of early games. So this, you know, be back to something I did for a long time before.
You were just talking about Peyton taking more reps on that Wednesday, for instance. It's been a while because Sanders has been injured, DT the holdout. They really haven't had
absolutely
that.
You know, Emmanuel hasn't caught a ball yet this year, right? Am I right? So, you know, we need to get him started. But we need good work this week with those guys together, all three of them being on the field together. And, you know, and not only them, but Evan out there. So it's important that we get the work in. And like I said, everybody's fresh. We've got plenty of time.
Gary, the guy voted on the team captain.
Yes, Peyton's the offensive captain, DeMarcus the defensive captain, and David's the special teams captain.
Are you one who believes that home field advantage is all about how good a team you have, or do you think it's more?
It has a lot to do with how you play. I mean, obviously, this is a great place to play. I was part of it for many, many years. It's a tough place to play. Our crowd is great, but it still gets down to how you play in this league. And, you know, we're playing a team that's a very successful road team, very consistent road football team. So, you know, we need to focus on how we do things and how we perform. And, you know, that'll be the most important thing.
In light of the reports on the Patriots that came out yesterday, are you glad you have?
Believe me, I got my hands full, okay? I'm worried about Baltimore.
With the captains, it's always an honor, but to be a captain on a veteran team like this, I'm assuming that probably means more for these guys.
Yeah, I know it's very important, and those guys have been, you know, leaders on this team for a while now, so I don't think it's surprising that their teammates see them as leaders. We'll also do weekly captains once we get going. I think that's important because you got a chance as a coach to kind of lift up guys that are performing well, guys that have stepped up, and you never know when you start a season who's going to be surprised guys that playing well for you at certain times in the year that become leaders on your team. So we'll do it both ways.
Gary, now that you guys are in game prep, I know you want to look forward but not back, but are you happy with the way you handled Peyton throughout this preseason, or is there anything you do differently?
No, I feel good about it. I think he's fresh. He's throwing the ball well. He's very sharp mentally on what we're trying to get done. And so, I think the process has been good. Like I said, after we probably get going here a couple of weeks, when we do get more routine, then we'll start to go back to some of that. But right now, he's probably as fresh as he's been.
What did you learn as you were trying to kind of blend these two offensive concepts, yours, and then, you know, trying to emphasize Peyton's strengths? What did you learn from the preseason as you move forward now?
Well, I think we're going to be able to do a lot of things. I think I've said that many times. But what's important is what you do best. Okay. You know, so I think we've got the ability to do a lot of things from a scheme-wise or how we do them. But as we go, it's just important that we continue to isolate on the things that we're doing the best and the things that he does the best running our football team.
Have you talked to CJ? He had a great second half, one half of season last mm-hmm. year. Just about the challenge of him proving it over 16 games this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's earned every opportunity that he's gotten or the one he's fixing to get. I think he's had an excellent offseason and training camp. It's a big stage. He knows he's got some help there with Ronnie and Juwan. They both had good camps. But, you know, it's time. You know, if you're one of those players, it's time when you get that second year under your belt. And if you're going to become a big-time player in this league, this is usually where you start to make those steps. So, obviously, we got to help him up front. We got to help him as coaches, but he's put into work.
Coach, last year you were part of the Ravens offense that set franchise records. Seeing that from the Broncos defensive standpoint, how confident are you up the middle with guys like, you know, Malik Jackson and Brandon Marshall?
Well, I can only speak for offensively. I know strength-wise up front, you know, we're very good up front there, and they still are the same groups intact, you know, big physical groups. So I think we got our work cut out for us, you know, defensively. But do we understand that? And we're going against one of the winningest quarterbacks in football consistently, you know, and how he goes about things. And obviously I had a great chance to be around Joe. So we know the challenges. I mean, they beat you both ways, and they're a very physical football team.
Coach, are you comfortable with Broden playing for Ward?
Yes, I am. David's worked as a starter a lot in camp. I mean, he was in the battle with Stu, you know, a lot. David's a talker, so, I mean, he's being put in an environment where he needs to lead. David is a leader. His teammates named him captain, so it's an opportunity for him, for not only him, but for Antonio and Walker, too, also. And, you know, in this league, taking advantage of opportunities is what it's all about.
A few more for the coach.
Do you perceive CJ kind of putting up the numbers that Forsett did?
Well, yeah, you always are hoping that you've got those type of backs, you know. I mean, we're going to find out. It's going to have a lot to do with how we play up front, you know. It's going to be about the group. But I know they're ready to go to work, and I know he's done everything he could possibly do to be ready for opening day. So let's take it a day at a time. But it's important for us offensively that we're successful in the backfield.
Gary, it wasn't your preferred scenario. I mean, the first time you'll play your line is in the opener, and yeah. You said way back you hope to have it in July. So Are you comfortable with that thought?
Well, we had them all here in July. They just weren't all practicing yet. But, no, it's been a work in progress. We know that. But, you know, y'all asked me yesterday. The one thing I am confident in is the guy we're talking about who hasn't played with the group has played the most football. So, you know, I'm watching him work out here, and, you know, I'm just very happy to have him. He's going to be a great addition to our team. I think the most important thing when I look at the picture right now is that, you know, from right now today or go back a week, that we continue to climb as a group and get better each and every week, and I see that happening each day.
Okay,
y'all have a good day.